Things have changed for Frisbee. It's not just about tossing it in the park, teaching your dog to catch it anymore. College students have been playing Ultimate Frisbee for decades, a high-charged game of 7-on-7 where players are quarterback, receiver, and defense, all wrapped into one, scoring goals between posts and running like crazy. But here's news for sports fans. The collegiate game that all those college kids played, including this one, has turned pro. Joining us from Louisville, Kentucky is Ramey Yunkin, general manager and head coach of Bluegrass Revolution, a Kentucky Ultimate team that is now part of the new American Ultimate Disc League. Ramey, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. So your team, Bluegrass Revolution, just had its first pro game over the weekend. Is that correct?
That is correct. We were able to beat the Detroit Mechanics 19-17 in a very, very close game.
Congratulations. So the first ever game in the American Ultimate Disc League. Now, Frisbee's been a pastime forever. We were playing Ultimate in college, and it's a fun game among friends. You know, we always played it. We had a college league. In fact, you're talking to the commissioner of the McGill University Intramural Disc League, myself. Why make it pro, though? We never wanted to see it a pro sport.
Well, you know, there's a lot of active players that are out there. There's, you know, 2 to 3 times as amount as of active players that play Ultimate, that play lacrosse, yet they have 3 professional leagues. Also at the club level, at the very highest club levels, you know, it's very competitive, but it's not as fan-friendly. You know, the game slows down due to self-officiation. We've interjected refs into the game. Instead of having a complete tournament in a day where you play, you know, 5 and 6 games, we have a single game you know, for the fans to come out and see. And, you know, it's nice, well presented, and, you know, easily wrapped up in a 2 to 3 hour block.
So that people are fresher. Also, with only one game a day, there's a lot harder running, better throwing. I want to say Ultimate players that I knew in college were some of the best athletes I knew. They took it seriously. Some went on to play on national teams, even though they were amateur. I'm talking about ladies, you know, co-ed girls and guys laying out for passes, putting discs on the mark at 40 yards. These are the best players in the country you're playing with.
Yes, we've had, I mean, Brody Smith is kind of the, you know, the poster boy for, you know, Ultimate with his, you know, some of his trick shot videos and whatnot. He plays for the Indianapolis Alley Cats. We have some great, great talent from the Kentucky, Tennessee, and Ohio and Indiana playing for the Bluegrass. Philadelphia has some of the great, you know, people from their area that play with Southpaw that went to nationals this past year. There's a lot of people that, you know, that are national level players that are playing with this league.
Is it mixed? And, is it mixed gender on the field the way it was in college?
No, it's not. We play men only, but you know, it's a thing where it pretty much replicates, you know, the way open is in you know, the highest levels of club. You don't see really any women at that level.
Hey, Ramey Yunkin, you had your first game with the Bluegrass Revolution. How much money did you make?
We made some, you know, a little bit, but we're, you know, we are basically a startup company. And when you look at the AUDL, it's 8 independent startup companies.
All right, so, 8 independent startup companies that you can follow. The American Ultimate Disc League. Ramey Yunkin is general manager of the Bluegrass Revolution. Had their first game. Check out the league. Brand new.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.